1. Spider-Man, No Way Home is a 2021 English movie directed by John Watts that talks about how three Spider-Mans come together to cure their villains. 2. Peter Parker / Spider-Man, Tom Holland, is being criticized by the whole world for the death of Quentin Beck. He, along with his girlfriend MJ Zendaya and friend Ned Jacob Batalon, are also denied a seat in MIT due to this. So Peter goes to Stephen Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch, to perform a magic spell where the whole world forgets about who Spider-Man is. Due to Peter's constant interruptions, the spell gets corrupted and Stephen stores it in a magic box. Then Peter gets attacked by Octavius and Goblin / Osborn, and Stephen saves him and captures Octavius and Lizard in a cell. He explains to Peter that due to the spell, the enemies from the multiverse have and are trying to enter the universe and Peter needs to capture them. Peter takes the help of MJ and Ned and captures Electro, Sandman, and Goblin. Peter now wants to cure each of them and send them into their universe, but Stephen is against this, which leads to Peter capturing Stephen. Peter is able to cure Octavius, but Goblin changes his mind and he and other enemies create a rampage leading to the death of Peter's Aunt May. Ned, using Stephen's ring, is able to accidentally bring Peter 2, Tobey Maguire, and Peter 3, Andrew Garfield, into the universe. The three Peters combined cure each of the enemies and Stephen is able to stop any more of them coming into the universe. Finally, Stephen, on request by Peter, casts the spell and everyone in the present universe forgets who Spider-Man is. The next day, Peter meets MJ and introduces himself, and he wears the Spider-Man costume and goes to save the world again. 3. The movie did not impress me that much, as there were emotional scenes that were looking very much dramatic and there were scenes that did not seem that much fun too. Too much emotion led to Peter losing his aunt. LOL. 4. The Avenger movie's case study has proven that a group of superheroes fighting a group of supervillains generates more craze and money. Thus, bringing three Spider-Mans along with all their villains made the movie the sixth highest grossing movie of all time. 5. The concept of multiverse did create a wow factor, as this theory is in the research process of scientists who believe that an Earth-like planet exists somewhere in the universe where our twins survive. 6. The movie has shown us again that enemies do not have hearts, and Spider-Man, like any youngster, did not listen to his teacher and had to lose his aunt to death. Kindness is a rare gem that is unvalued. 7. The power of time traveling is a must-need, as it could easily lead to stopping of wars or maybe kill the virus on its birth itself. The power may be misused by some, but those actions can be reversed by some too. 8. A superhero movie that has one hero and one villain, along with more stories and enough fights, can surely win critics and box office alike. This movie had futuristic concepts but not enough long stories. Old school is better, anytime. 9. A critically acclaimed movie that did very well at the box office. 10. A one-time watch and I say it's good.